Hello, Kimberly. How are you today?
Good morning, Jane. I like to say every morning that I am great and grateful, my friend. How
Oh,
are
boy,
you?
I'm feeling the same way. In this caregiver season that I'm in, there's a different perspective of being great and grateful. And it's just fantastic. But how fun is it for one of our conversations to be on the I Flourish Radio podcast?
It is super exciting, and honestly just incredibly honoring. I've been involved with Flourish for quite a while, and it's just an amazing joy to now have the opportunity to talk to women across the new iRadio platform. It's just thrilling.
Well, it is,
And
and what a
I want to say to you, Jane, it's amazing that I'm getting to do this with you, my friend.
oh, well, I was going to say, it's such an honor to have this to do this with you.
It's so fun.
thank you. Yeah. Oh, we have a lot of fun. We know who we are, and we know each other. Do you think it might be helpful to clue the listeners in on who we are?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So I'm Kimberly. And I help others flourish by sharing my journey of wellness. And I know we're going to be talking about that more. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm Jane, and I'm a positive interrupter and a leadership coach, and I help people stop, pause, and think about where they're going or what shift they need to be making.
That's right. And I can say you absolutely do, Jane, because that is the way that you and I met, and those are the ways that you continue to speak into my life, and I'm blessed by it.
Well, thank you, my friend. You're kind. I was thinking about when we were kind of discussing what our conversation topic wanted to be, today. And if I had to give it a title, I would title it, "I'm Not a Basket Case Anymore," with a tagline of, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" What do you think about that?
Yes,
Yeah.
it absolutely describes me. I'm absolutely not a basket case any longer. I do use that term to describe myself from from the past and then the journey of wellness that I have been on to grow and evolve and to put the pieces together and not be that basket case any longer. And then the idea of what's love got to do with it has been so impactful and just an amazing part of the journey. It really began for me when I was became healthy enough or aware enough that the first thing I needed to do was to begin loving myself enough to begin the wellness journey work that was going to lead me to the other side. And so that's really where the what's love got to do with it comes
Yeah.
in.
Well, I just think that is so such a powerful part of your current story. We all have a story. None of us can rewrite our history, what's already occurred, but we certainly have the choice of writing a new story, which you are doing and flourishing with your new story, my friend. But I also know that, as you have shared, that you really had a wake-up call about 3 years ago that triggered the beginning of this new story you're writing. What would you just share generally with our listeners in this conversation about that wake-up call?
Sure. Well, I can do it really easily and succinctly now. I couldn't, describe
Yeah,
it that way
right.
in the past, but it really was only about a year and a half ago. It's been very close. So I've come a very long way in a really short time. But November of 2020, I found myself in an ambulance, having a seizure, my heart stopping, being CPR resuscitated, and then in ICU for 7 days to stabilize and be able to come home. So I'm able to say that I died and I came back. And so when that experience happens, you truly do evaluate everything. And where was I from a health perspective that led me to that crisis, that health crisis? And then where can I choose to be going forward to become healthy and well? And I call it wellness and well-being because it is overall wellness. It is mind, spirit, and body wellness and well-being for me. And all of those things needed to be on a journey. So that is what led me to be on my wellness journey, was that health crisis.
I just have to take a breath every time we talk about this because you've shared that with me on several occasions. And you said something I think very significantly, Kimberly, is that you can share that now, but when it was happening, you were all wrapped up in that. But that event has empowered you to be able to choose this journey of wellness and well-being. Without that choice, you may not be in your lovely surroundings where you are today as we're having this conversation, and that describe where you are this morning.
Sure. I mean, that moment in my life, we call it the chapter. Because at the time that because that happened to me, it was overwhelming. And so I did have, I've had others in my healing help me encapsulate it to be the chapter. So what I literally began doing when I came out of that and came home was I began to want to put in place a beautiful morning moments so I could begin to pour into myself and again learn how to love myself. And so I created this morning space, this beautiful morning moments. And so it involves my space. In the winter, I'm inside by my fireplace with a cozy blanket. But now, because the weather is so beautiful, I am outside always in the morning. I have a screened-in porch. It's kind of got my beautiful, special things in it. I've got a beautiful garden that I overlook with our bird feeders and all of our special things that my children have given me for the garden. So like I've got this special, beautiful place that I come to every morning and I have my special love time to myself, which involves, my devotions, my meditations, my affirmations, like all those healthy habits that have the small steps that I began to each morning to be able to start becoming healthy and well. So that's where I'm at this morning. I'm in that environment.
I love it. I love it. I can see the sun in the environment that I'm in, but I'm not in such a lovely space that you are. But it is calming where I am, with my cup of coffee, as we're chatting. you've made a choice, which is powerful, to love yourself first. So what do you, what, how do you respond when people may comment to you and say, well, isn't loving yourself first selfish? What have you learned?
I thought a lot about that because I absolutely had that frame of mind. You know, if you're a parent or regardless of what you're doing in your life, I had the frame of mind that loving myself first would be absolutely selfish. I mean, maybe that's what we're taught. I don't know, but that's what I thought. And then I began as I got well, and I began to feel how amazing, the first thing, how amazing it feels just for me to love myself, and how how empowering and freeing that has been for me, and the healing that comes from that by loving myself. And then, you know, loving myself first to me began to change when I began to think of it as, when I love myself first and give myself and protect the time I need and love myself first, then I'm the absolute best I can be. I'm the best person. I show up for myself. I show up for my family. I show up for my colleagues and my work. I show up for my community that I serve and others that come into my life that I'm serving. I show up for them in this much better way and, you know, more impactful person because I've loved myself first. When I don't love myself first and I'm depleted and I'm exhausted and overwhelmed and do not feel good about myself and all the things, then I absolutely can't really give and serve to those that I love and those that need me in a productive and impactful way. So that's really how I've changed and shifted the way that I would encourage others to love themselves first, because that helps enables you to then love others the best.
Yeah, that is so true. And Kimberly, you and I know, as we work, you and I have both been in the corporate sector. We now, you know, are maybe toggle back and forth a little bit that, but we also are business owners. But we see that a lot with women, that there is the belief for 100 different reasons. Now, that's another whole conversation topic. But bottom line is, a lot of women do have this belief that they have to respond and take care of everybody else first. And then, if they have any leftover time, then they can take themselves. And that is just the opposite of really what is most impactful and helpful, as you described. When you love yourself first, when you practice self-care, then you can be your best consistently with those that are in your path.
That's right. And that's what
I had not, if I had not learned that years ago as part of my story about self-care and put that into practice before this current season of life that I'm in as a caregiver, it would be very, very difficult and overwhelming. It's already overwhelming, but it would be very, very challenging to shoulder all that comes with that, because Jane would not be at her best. So when Kimberly is not at her best consistently, we're not talking about perfection, we have to love ourselves and care for ourselves first, like you said, so we can show up and be our best.
We do. And really, just one, you know, kind of one level deeper, and this is another, you know, a whole nother topic that I'd love to dive into later, is the amazing opportunity for us to show up imperfectly. I mean, show up perfectly, you know, in our imperfect self, because we're never going to be perfect, and we are imperfect. But you know what? We are perfectly imperfect, if that makes sense. So, but what I wanted to share on loving myself first and why it was so important for me is that not loving myself is exactly the reason that led up to me becoming so sick that my life and death crisis occurred. So, you know, for me, it was a life or death scenario for me to learn and begin to heal from trauma to where I would love myself enough and then continue the daily habits of loving myself first to be able to continue that journey.
I don't know what else to say. Wow. I'll say it backwards. Wow. You know, you are all about being authentic, which is one thing I really love and appreciate about you. In fact, when we first met several years ago, you were authentic then. However, your authenticity has grown and exploded over the years. And I just say kudos to you. And a lot of it has been this significant journey you've been on the last year and a half, my friend. But authenticity and being authentic, you know, we hear that a lot. But what does that mean for you when you say be authentic? What are you really encouraging people to be?
Right. And I absolutely will say, you know, I'm the first one to say that I have not been authentic in the majority of my entire life. And because of the journey, you know, and you're because of the trauma, and you're always covering up and hiding because of the trauma and the journey. So that whole period of time, and we can put a period of time on it. We can put 45 years on it. And I'm 57 years old. So, you know, and we can really even fast forward that to the last, you know, year and a half as I've really become aware of my own journey and becoming well and healing a bit. I mean, my journey begins with needing to heal from trauma. And as we heal, it's the circle of life, so the circle of healing. As we heal and as we begin to love ourselves enough, and then we begin to go through the healing process and the, you know, the wellness process, then it becomes this, it becomes so freeing to become who you really are, who you're really born to be, not who and what circumstances and experiences in our lives have kind of beat us down to be, but really like who we were born to be. And as we become and we focus and we're intentional in that journey, then the authenticity just does explode. Like it almost becomes where you can't and don't want to control that. You do want to be authentic because the passion is there to be able to serve and help others who might be in a similar journey that you have been in to be able to benefit and feel some of the same things that, you know, that I'm enjoying. So it's that circle of giving back, you know, be you, do you for you. And when you're being your authentic self, then you're free and you have joy. And then when you're doing your authentic self, you are serving and drawing those people that that are resonating with you and that you can impact in your life and in your journey to be able to, you know, share and spread your light and your love, and then have that circle of giving back and serving and caring complete itself. So it's really, that's where the unselfishness comes, of loving yourself first, because it really is the most unselfish thing you can do, because it's the circle of life and healing that makes a full circle back to what you're doing for yourself, evolves over to a circle of helping others, and it completes.
Yes. Yes, I love that. Be you, do you for you. You know, it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes by John Mason. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
That's right.
You're finally right. Getting out of your copy. You've gotten out of your copy mode, and you're being Kimberly. You know, I love it. Well, that circle of life and healing, too, it was a choice. Granted, it was a life and death event that triggered, but you still had a choice, my friend. So what would you say to somebody who's at a crossroads and saying, well, it's going to be too hard to do this, or I don't know if I can do this, and it's going to be a lot of hard work? What would you say to that person?
So, you know, I just say it is so incredibly worth it. And what you feel in the freedom, what I feel in the freedom within my, you know, within my heart, within my mental health, my emotional health, my well-being, it's an incredible, it's like a butterfly. You know, you finally, you're fluttering and you're flying and you're soaring. And it's an amazing feeling. It is absolutely worth it. And is it incredibly hard? It is. But the good news is that we don't get there in one step. We get there in tiny, little, baby steps. So we just have to do the first step.
Hello, we can't get anywhere if we don't take the first step, right?
We just take the first step.
That's kind of how we as adults started walking. We had to teeter and totter and take that first step. Now we're kind of laughing, but we're not making light of that. But I think as adults sometimes, my friend, we forget the basics, the benefit of the basics, and how powerful they are.
Right. And my saying is do the dang thing, right? Like, so just do the thing. We, we can live in that lackluster, negativity or dark, you know, mine was dark.
Mm-hmm.
We can live in that, we can live in that dark place. And sometimes, you know, it's extremely hard to get out of that dark place. For me, it took over, you know, over 20 years to get out of a very dark place. But we can continue to live in that, whatever that space is that we're in, or we can choose to start one tiny thing that we envision that will begin to help. And if we can start that one tiny thing and we incorporate that every day, and then we evolve from that, and then we add one more tiny thing, and you know, we're intentional about each small step that we're taking. And we're seeing the results from it, and the feelings that are coming from it. And really, it begins in our thoughts create our feelings create our actions, and our actions create our results.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, our results get us to our dreams. So, you know, I encourage us to start dreaming again and to start with our thoughts. It's that one thought. If you can begin, you know, tomorrow or today with a new thought, and it be a one positive thought about yourself, and you just keep that one and you just watch that evolve and grow into more positive thoughts. And then those positive thoughts every day are going to evolve in you feeling differently and positively and empowered about yourself. And then those feelings of empowerment and goodness are going to bring you to those daily habits, those small steps that you're going to take in your actions. And then those actions are going to start beginning to give you different results. And that is the journey that I'm on. And I love to invite anyone who, you know, who can feel this, who can feel me. I like to say, I feel you and I see you. So if anybody can feel me and see me in this moment, you know, I would encourage you and invite you to come along that journey, because it's
yes.
absolutely worth it.
You know, my friend, you're part of a wellness community, which we'll talk about that in just a moment as we kind of, I mean, you and I can talk for hours, but we won't ask our listeners to listen
right.
in for that long a conversation. But I do want to say, before we talk about this wellness community that you're part of, what you were just talking about in the choosing and how you view yourself and et cetera, that goes back to that really, I think, very clear metaphor that you shared with me one time when we were talking, that when you started thinking of yourself as a diamond rather than a piece of paper, everything changed.
Right. So exactly. I'll keep this short, because this is one that I definitely can talk about for a very long time. But in my entire life, I have not felt worthy. I have not felt good enough. So that is, that comes from the trauma from an infant to, to recently, the last few years. So when you don't feel worthy and you don't feel good enough, I think of myself as a piece of paper that you wad up and you throw away in the trash can. And it has no value and it's worthless because you're throwing it away. So when I thought of myself that way, as a piece of paper that anybody could wad up, I could wad up or anybody else could wad up and throw it away because it had no value, that's the life I lived, right? That's how I felt. That's why I wasn't showing up authentically and I was hiding under a bushel, right? I don't do that anymore. That's why it was a dark place. So then when I recently, and this is extremely recently, I'm saying this is in the last 6 months of my life, that I have learned to value myself, to think of myself, so it started with my thought again, to start thinking of myself
yeah.
as a diamond. Mm. And when I think of a diamond, you know, like I invite you right now to think of a diamond rather than that piece of paper that we wadded up. So when we think of a diamond, it has so much value to us. Like if we have, let's say, our diamond ring or a diamond necklace or diamond earrings, or maybe it's a diamond heirloom that you inherited from your mother or grandmother. But when we think of a diamond, it has so much value. And oh, by the way, it had to go through an incredible, hard process
yes.
to become a diamond. It had, I mean, it started as a rock in the earth, deep in the earth, and then it had to go through this refining process, an incredibly hard and hot refining process to become a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's extremely valued, and we keep it safe, and we protect it, and we lay it every, you know, we have it in a protected place in our home. Maybe it's, you know, a special place on our counter or a special box. Maybe it's in the safe, but it's protected and it's valued. So when we start thinking of ourselves as a diamond, then that radiates. Diamonds radiate. They sparkle and they spread light. So when we start doing that, thinking about ourselves that way, others will, and this is not an if, I've experienced this in the last 6 months, others will begin to treat you as a diamond. They will start valuing you more. They will start valuing your time, just you. They absolutely will value you as a diamond and not as a piece of paper that they can throw away. So you benefit from it, and then the others benefit from it, from you feeling that you're a diamond. So that's been extremely impactful for me.
I love it, Kimberly. You know, the confidence, the passion, the energy that you just shared in all of our conversation, but specifically the diamond versus the piece of paper. I mean, that is such a wow. I know, because I know you, that is such a wow insight for you. And it is so powerful when any of us make those shifts in how we think, because as you say, our thoughts flow into our feelings, which flow into our actions and flow into our results. You know, as you said earlier, you're wanting to spread the love and light. You're wanting to support people. You're part of a wellness community, which sometimes a lot of women, it's helpful to have a different space. Even if you're in corporate, have a different space that you can find your lane, that you can even support yourself with some extra revenue if it's that kind of community. There's a lot more to your story. But I hope our listeners have been intrigued enough to do two things. One, go back and listen again, because you've shared a lot of big nuggets. And then two, want to know more about Kimberly and maybe get in touch with you. So what are the two best places currently for people to connect with the great, awesome diamond Kimberly?
Thank you for that. That feels wonderful. And yes, I am an open book. So I am now loving to share authentically my journey with others. And anyone, you know, you can reach me via Facebook through private message. That's a wonderful way. You can find me on Facebook. Mine is public, at Kimberly Rust Robertson. You can find me there. Of course, I am on Instagram as well. And you can find me at my wellness website, which is K Robertson. And my name is without a T, so K Robertson, at shiftingretail.com. And that provides that community and wellness journey of actual supplements, you know, that I have incorporated into my wellness journey.
You know, one of the reasons that we have so much fun together is you're on this wellness journey, being authentic. I'm a positive interrupter. I like to help people stop, pause, and think. And so we find different ways in our own unique set to interrupt people's lives just to give them a moment. You know, take a moment, take a breath. You're worth it. You're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I am honored that we connected years ago at a women's professional networking event, and that we aligned to stay connected through the years and share in each other's story and support each other and encourage each other. That's part of a wellness community. So thank you for that, my friend.
Of course. And you're, you know, you're pouring into me, in our journey, and you know, in our coaching sessions, have been a big part of my journey, and I'm so appreciative of that. It really is about the community, you know, the community of supporters and encouragers and, you know, those that we have around us that can make a big impact in our lives. I mean, what those that we surround ourselves with, the thoughts we put into our mind, the things we put into our body, the, you know, the habits that we do every day, like all of those things, it's mm-hmm. the inputs produce the outputs, and our community is so important, which is why I say I'm an open book and love to connect with women. So I invite, you know, I absolutely invite the listeners or friends. I'm going to call you friends. I'm a hugger. So I absolutely invite you to, you know, reach out and message. One thing that I love to say is, you know, let's think of each day with love, joy, peace, and gratitude. And let's spread that. Let's spread that to our community.
You keep spreading it, my friend. People are being impacted. And I love it that you are all about helping others, but especially women, flourish so they can be authentically themselves and maybe make that shift from thinking of themselves as a piece of paper to a diamond. And as you said, it is hard work, but the other side is worth it.
It is. So I guess, yes. You know, in kind of, you know, leaving, because I know that we're wrapping up, is I would just say that listen to your inside, listen to yourself, listen to that voice and hear the call. Hear the call that is meant for you, that is meant for you to become who you were born and created to be, and believe that it's absolutely worth it to do the dang thing and the tiny step to get started. It's absolutely worth it.
There you have it, listening audience, on Conversations with Kimberly and Jane today. And my friend, I so look forward to hearing more. Well, I'll hear more about your story, but I so look forward to you sharing more of your story that encourages others. So thanks for your time today, and enjoy the rest of your morning time on your lovely screened-in porch.
Oh, thank you, Jane. And I look forward to it, too. I'm so blessed by Linda Barber and the ministry and the community and the networking community that Linda creates in the Flourish environment, and then the iFlourish radio now that's launching. So I'm so blessed by her, and I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for this time that we had together, and I wish you a glorious day, my friend.
Okay. Thank you. Until next time.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.